The Ace Auction is going on this year, but it's going virtual. Advancement Director for the Catholic Schools here in the area, Troy Ruda, talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You've got something really cool coming up. The Ace Auction, this is not a new thing. This is a kind of a rehash of what you do every year, but things had to be changed because of COVID. So I thought maybe a good way to start is just talk about what this Ace Auction is and why it's such a big deal to you guys.
It is certainly not new. This is our 46th auction.
Wow.
So this has been around a while, and it's grown and grown and grown. But what it's grown into is a major component of our operational budget each year for our Hayes Catholic Schools. Our Hayes Catholic Schools consist, obviously, of Thomas More Prep Marion, but it also consists of Holy Family Elementary. So what a lot of people don't understand is that our two schools operate under one budget. So the ACE auction benefits both of our Hayes Catholic Schools, and it's an integral part in making sure that we have the operational funds to pay great teachers and create wonderful opportunities for students. So it is an integral part of our budget every year. This year has obviously been a little different. The auction has always been the last weekend of April, and when the pandemic started taking steam, we realized that we were probably going to need to make some changes. We waited until the last minute to have to do that, and we postponed the auction in April, and then waited as long as we could to reschedule it because we didn't want to have to reschedule it again. So we waited until about, I guess it was probably, maybe late May, early June, when we announced a new date for it based off of the governor's phases, that we were supposed to be in a phase-out plan by July. And so we said we need to schedule this as soon as possible, but not so soon that we might have to reschedule it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided on this July 18th date and to have our traditional in-person auction. I've been telling people that, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah.
and that is incredibly true. About July the 2nd, that would have been Thursday, July the 2nd, when there was a thunderstorm that rolled through Hayes, and a lightning strike hit our field house.
Oh, no.
Chimney of our field house. Yep. And so if people have seen some kind of work being done and cranes and things out there, that's what they're doing. They were stabilizing it, but it hit that chimney, and we thought, a lightning strike. Is the building still stable? Can we still have it? Well, the experts in town said, no, we'll stabilize it, and you can still have your event. Well, so we moved on past that, and then the reports from Ellis County Health Department and our medical community started to say, Ellis County is very susceptible through mass events to clusters and positive cases of the coronavirus. And we started to say, what are our motives here? Are our motives fundraising? Are our motives at all costs? Are our motives to support the school while keeping people safe? And so through all of these recommendations, we decided that, a rise in COVID cases and a lightning strike to the building were signs enough that we needed to move the auction to an online platform. And so we did. And the response so far for having done that has been overwhelmingly positive and supportive that was the right answer.
Well, excellent. So is it going to still be on that 18th date, or have you kind of had to adjust the timing of it as well?
The advantages of the online platform are going to be great for us, I think. In the past years, the only people that have been able to bid on the items have been those that purchased tickets for the in-person event. In this case, when we changed to the online event, we can open this up to anyone anywhere in the world that would like to go and peruse the items and bid on them and support the school. So this has been, this actually is going to have great advantages that we hadn't expected. We are maintaining still our same weekend. We're trying not to create change that doesn't need to be created, because I think that people have been through enough change. So the auction will go live on Friday morning, the 17th. We're hosting a Hayes Chamber of Commerce chamber chat in the field house, where I'll discuss all of the items, all the details of the auction, and how everybody can access it, and everything everyone needs to know. And then at 9 o'clock that morning, the live auction will go online. You'll be able to access it from TMP Marion's website. There'll be a banner right across the top of tmp-m.org where you can click on it, and it will take you where you need to go to register for the auction and see all the items. The bidding will go through all of Friday and all of Saturday until Saturday evening. Items will begin to close from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening. And you'll be able to rally around and make sure what you want to get, you're able to get, and up your bids and things. But we are trying to stick to the original, or the second rescheduled weekend that we started with, just not to have to postpone yet again and change things for people yet again.
Sure. Is this going to be like a standard kind of online auction format? And, you know, I think in like the Eagle Radio Auction, we do one here, or kind of like an eBay where you can place a max bid and then it'll just keep bidding up for you until you either get outbid or win.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of new uncharted territory for TMP Marion as well. We've never done an online auction before. And I really have to give thanks to the folks at Hayes Med Center, as well as the Hayes Med Foundation, because they do an online auction, mm-hmm. and they stepped up greatly to help us get this online in a very short amount of time. So I've got to give a thanks to them for sure. Now, this is pretty standard. You'll be able to log in. You'll give your name, your email, your address information. You'll give your payment information. It's done through ClickBid, which is a very reputable site. It's very safe. You'll give your information on how you want to pay, and then you'll have access to all of our 800 items that have been donated for auction. You can shop through those from the time the auction opens till the time those close. You can star the items that you are paying attention to and sort by your favorites, so you're not having to pay attention to the bids on everything. You'll know exactly if you're being outbid or if you're still the top bidder. It's a very standard auction, I believe, for online. I also want to mention that those that are not familiar with an online auction, those that are more familiar with attending in-person auctions, you can contact our alumni office at the school, and we will help you as far as even bidding for you on items. If you'll help us through, we'll do that all for you, so you don't have to necessarily go online. We will be your proxy bidder for you. I think that people will be very comfortable with this, especially if you are comfortable with how you purchase anything online. It's not going to seem foreign to you at all.
Yeah, you mentioned the ClickBids. I think a lot of online auction platforms use them. I'm sure that I've used them more than once. So I would think if this is something you've ever done before, you've probably encountered that format prior to this.
Yeah. And one of our major concerns was the online safety of this. You know, there are some people out there that do not like, making financial transactions online.
Sure.
Obviously, some people are very, very comfortable with it now, but some people still don't do it. And our main concern was that the vendor that we were using was a reputable, safe place. And because of the amount of other people in our community that are already using ClickBid for online auctions, we feel comfortable with it and we trust it.
Excellent. So you mentioned 800 items, which, by the way, wow.
it's a testament to our community support for TMP and Holy Family.
Sure. Can you look at those items currently, or is that listings going to be available when the auction goes live on Friday?
You're going to have two options. Every item will be will have a photo of it on the online auction. So you'll be able to see a photograph of every single item and a description. So if you're comfortable with that, you don't have to do anything. We are hosting a open house at Al Billinger Fieldhouse on Friday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock that evening. And anybody that would like to see the item in person are welcome to come and walk and see every item. All 800 of those items, you're welcome to come in and look at and decide whether you're going to bid on. One thing that I have to say, though, is this is an open house. This is not a preview event. We traditionally always have a preview event on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
That is a true celebration, and it is food and beverage, and it's a party atmosphere. That is not what this is. This is an open house that if you want to meander around the field house and look at all of the auction items, you're welcome to. But there will be a occupancy limit to the field house so that we're not creating an atmosphere that could endanger other people.
Sure.
But we welcome anyone that wants to see the items in person in Al Billinger Fieldhouse from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday the 17th.
Okay.
Well, one other item that I want to talk about Friday is, and I need to address, part of the auction that is a great big part of the auction are the raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the item 60 itemless item donations. All raffle tickets will be available. All pre-purchased raffle tickets are being honored. And all raffle tickets are available for purchase on tmp-m.org now. And they're also available for purchase during the online auction when it goes live. So you can still purchase raffle tickets all the way up until the end of the auction. So we're going to have a live raffle drawing on Friday evening I think we're doing that at 8 o'clock. Yes, it is 8 o'clock on Friday evening. We're going to have two $500 raffle drawings that you can begin to purchase tickets at on Friday morning when the auction goes live, or during the day, during the preview. That drawing will be Friday night at 8 o'clock, and it will be live on the auction site. And then on Saturday evening, the finale for the auction will be a live raffle drawing for the car that is donated by Auto World and all of the cash drawings that have been donated and purchased prior. So we're going to do live raffle drawings to finale the auction on Friday evening or Saturday evening. The other thing that I want to mention too is our itemless item. You'll be able to make your donations through our website at tmpm-org, also through the online auction platform. And reminder that the Leo J. and Albina Dryling Trust is still matching up to the first $200,000 raised for that item.
Wow.
And yeah, and they do this traditionally, and their generosity has no bounds. And so everybody should understand that even though there is no in-person auction, the Dryling Trust is still sponsoring that item up to the first $200,000 raised, matched dollar for dollar. And this item this year is the most important one that we've ever had, in that our Catholic schools do not get taxpayer funding. We do not get government funding. So this virus and this economic shutdown and the hit that our donors will take are greatly going to affect our Catholic schools. And this year's itemless item is going to go to making sure that we can attract and retain excellent teachers, provide the best opportunities for students, and if there's anything left, continue to maintain our historical facilities. So this is truly the most important itemless item that we've ever had.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's a tough time, and I can't even imagine for some of your folks right now having to deal with all of that financial worry, because you don't have the access to those funds like the public schools do.
Right. And it's not to say that public school funding, if you watch the news, public school funding is at risk as well.
Well, yeah, that's not, they're not a great situation either.
It's just within our private schools, there is no guarantee. So we're really asking for everyone's support to that itemless item. And if you don't find anything in that 800 list of items, this is a great option to support the school, because it'll be matched dollar for dollar.
Wow, very cool. Troy, we're way over time. We've got to get to news here. Anything else you want to squeak in real quick before we go?
No, I don't think so. The only thing I'm going to tell everybody, if you are unsure about the auction at all and you want to support it, just visit tmp-m.org. And there will be, as soon as I can get it uploaded, there's going to be a link there on how to access the online auction. And we just thank everybody in advance for their support.